1-800-449-8686.
You know, I remember saying at the beginning, I remember saying the first week after September the 11th, I said, you know, I just have a feeling that they shot their wad and that we won't see any big attack. Remember the days following September the 11th, people said, boy, when's the next one going to happen? When's the next one going to happen? I just had this stinking hunch that that whatever they had planned after that would be taken care of or handled with some relative proficiency by the security apparatus that we have in place. And so far, it seems like my instinct was correct. Now, and I also remember saying that I thought perhaps this anthrax threat was more domestic than it was foreign. Now, this past week, I'm seeing increasingly comments from the CIA and the FBI that they think it's domestic. So it looks like that my instinct on that one was also correct. And the only reason why I'm bringing it up is a lot of people think I'm stupid. But I'm not that dumb. If I was almost right, can't say 100% because never say never, but almost right on those two points. The only problem is now I'm seeing that it's turning up in mailbags in Russia and somebody sent it to the consulate in Pakistan. Whoever's got this stuff, I guess you got to have a lot of money because it costs a lot of money. But is it Bin Laden, as he's been called over the last 48 hours on this show? I don't know. Who's got it? Who gave it to them? And if it's Baghdad, how quick do you want to whip those nukes out and then meet me for bowling? How fast do you, if we find out that Saddam... And you know, Saddam's over there right now saying, oh, no, what did I do? What did I do? I gave a man throne. Going to send one in there, baby, right in the backyard. First Baghdad, then we got one postmarked for Damascus. Then I think Cairo's next, but I could be wrong. Anyway, it's the Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Just kicking off the show talking about nuclear Armageddon and death. How are you? And that's not going to happen. As you know, everything's going to be fine. There's always a happy ending. There's always a silver lining on every cloud. Just keep punching away. Just keep plugging away. Just keep dropping those daisy cutters on your problems. And who knows? With enough bombing, with enough ordnance, if you just drop enough of those daisy cutters of hard work on the Taliban of your problems, then maybe they'll just come scurrying out of their holes. I got to say one thing, and I, you know, are those guys tough or what? We've been dropping like 80 million tons of bombs on these guys, and they're just down there just holding onto the sides of the rocks. No, you're never going to get me out of here. You're never going to do it. Here comes another one, man. This thing is going to, no, I don't care. I'm still here.
God, what is it going to take?
Taliban, you guys, I'm going to send one now. Go ahead. We don't care. Oh, boy, now you pissed us off. Here goes.
Boom!
Now we're still here.
Jeez.
It's going to take a little longer than I thought, Ed. Where's that big-ass can of Raid that we had? Is that around here anywhere? Those guys are dug in, man. Now, I don't know. They all may be dead, for all I know. They say they stopped shooting their guns. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's... Go ahead, Northern Alliance. Go. And that Northern Alliance, forgive me. The guys are wearing, like, sneakers. They had a whole video montage of this Northern Alliance army, and I know that they're committed. Listen to me, the smart ass in America on the radio. I just like I have to get up on a stepladder to kiss their mother's ass, all right? You know what I'm saying? But they show the guys, this is the Northern Alliance prepared for their march into Kabul. The guy's like wearing Keds, and they have these camouflage khakis that they just got airdropped along with the packets of Jell-O and Pop-Tarts. But these cats, these Taliban guys, are tough guys. And Rumsfeld is saying, oh, it's only going to take a couple of months. And Bush is saying it's going to take 14,000 years. And we're dropping bomb after bomb after bomb. And I hear them every morning on TV, the heaviest bombing of the campaign today. Heavier than yesterday? That's right. And we ain't moved an inch. Okay. They're still up there. And they say, well, they must have killed a bunch of them. Why is that? Because they're not firing their anti-aircraft. Well, maybe they don't want to crawl out of their hole to fire anti-aircraft to let us know where they are. Did you think about that? They're not going to fire their gun. Hey, they just fired a gun. Well, that's where you dropped the bomb. Will you stop shooting a gun, Eddie? What? What do you mean, what? Every time you shoot the gun, they know where to bomb us. Just go into the hole and shut up. They're down in their hole. They're down in their hole, and we're dropping $27,000 daisy cutters. See, you never want to be in a position, and this was the position we were in Vietnam, and you don't really want to, yeah, there's an Afghan named Eddie, you're right. Eddie Khan, you know. All the Afghans are named Eddie and Max. Hey, Max, pass me another bullet, will you? What is this going on? I don't understand what we're doing here. Well, Bin Laden. Bin Laden. Every time I hear Bin Laden. You know, every time we let that guy in the country, man, it's all these bombs started falling. Well, he's a good guy. Good guy? What are you talking about? Let this Bin Laden in here, man. Now I'm up to my rear end in cockroaches. I'm living in a hole in the ground. I had a pool. I had a condominium in Kabul. Homeowners Association. Everything was going great. Now there's Bin Laden. Next thing I know, I'm living out here in the woods, man. I cut the Boy Scouts. I quit 20 years ago, all right? Just shut up and go ahead and open up another can of tuna. And this tuna. So you never want to be in the position that we found ourselves in Vietnam, which is a superpower with superior weaponry, absolutely pummeling a very, very committed enemy. Now, did anybody see the interview with Bob Dylan and Rolling Stone? Of course not. I was the only one. I thought I knew the answer to that, but I just wanted to check. Well, in any event, Bob quotes Sun Tzu, which is the art of war. If you know yourself and you know your enemy, then you do not have to fear any battle. If you know yourself but you do not know your enemy, you will have as many defeats as you have victories. And if you do not know yourself and you do not know your enemy, you are doomed to failure. I kind of think we're in the middle group. We know ourselves, but we really don't know our enemy all that well. And so, in the art of war, we will have as many defeats as we will have victories. By the way, the Arlie Ermey link is up on our website, philhenryshow.com. I mentioned it, and it's up. Bill Kiesling went ahead and linked Arlie Ermey's site, so check it out. So if you know yourself and you know your enemy, you need not fear defeat on the battlefield. But if you only know yourself and you don't know your enemy, you will have as many defeats as you have victories. Now, isn't that oftentimes the way most of our lives go? We know ourselves fairly well, or maybe we don't, but we don't know jack about the problem that we're up against. So anyway, Bob Dylan then went on to say something along the lines of, he was tired and he laid down. That was the end of the interview. But I thought it was a... You should read it. It was great. He said one other thing. They asked him, of course they're going to ask Bob Dylan this question, like, why? I figured, well, this is a good enough guy to ask as anybody. They said, so do you have any thoughts on life after 9/11? He says, all I know is it's time for great men to step forward. It's little men, you know, I'm a little man. Don't ask me that. It's time for the great men to step forward. And then he took his insulin shot, and they concluded the interview. All right, I got to... go and have a cigarette. I'll be right back here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I want you to check out our website and get your backstage pass now to the Phil Henry Show website. It's only $6.95 a month. It might have gone up in price since I said that. By the time you log on, it may be up around $8 a month. But by tomorrow, it could be $10. So get it now. All the live streaming you want, all the archive, just the funniest crap that's on the radio is on our website. Plus, we are getting ready to set up our scoring system for the Hendroids game. We're going to have our scrapbook in place where you can see pictures of me when I first started in radio, when I had a full head of hair, when I was at one time considered to be quite a handsome, quite an attractive man, a man who had many a woman who was desirous of my company. Many women were on my arm at many functions and social gatherings throughout the city. Excuse me, I got to go throw up. And you can see, And you can see that and just a lot of crap. Underline the word crap on our website, philhenryshow.com. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Thought, I mean, you know, the Taliban keeps asking for proof. Well, you have no proof. The last videotape from Bin Laden was, you know, you have no proof. This, what if he didn't do it? I mean, he's a dirtbag, but what if he didn't do the World Trade Center? What if it was, he's innocent, you know, he's over there. I didn't do it. What do you mean? I didn't do this. Well, they're dropping bombs. They're dropping a bomb. I did not do this thing. I did the coal. I give you the embassy. I didn't. You didn't do the world. No. Well, look what they're doing to us. I'm sorry, Eddie. Is it Eddie? Yes. You didn't do it. No, I didn't do it. I'm over here in a hole in the ground. How could I do it? You took away my fax and my phone and everything. Well, they flew planes into the thing. I'm telling you right now, I didn't know. Well, I don't know, man. It's too late now. I got to throw you outside the cave here and give you up. Oh, you can't give me up. No. We're giving you up. Go out there. Sweat him down. FBI gets him. Okay, look, light on him. First thing we're doing, we're shaving the beard. You can shave the beard. I don't give a crap. We're shaving your stupid beard. And you're taking the rag off your head. Now, what's your name? Osama bin Laden. Okay. Did you do the job? I didn't do the job, and you didn't do New York. No. I admit I'm a piece of crap. I did it. I did not do. Well, who did? I can't say. Yeah. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Rob, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
Hello, Rob.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about this whole situation. I'm a
optimist. Which one of those situations is it?
Well, this whole anti-terrorist war thing that we're involved in.
All right.
I'm optimistic, but I'm also, I think, a realist. If we do somehow get bin Laden, who's to say there isn't somebody to take his place? And then it continues.
Right. Well, we already got that one figured out, man.
Yeah, but why? I mean,
what do you want?
Where's
it
going to end?
It ends when you finally convince them that doing business the way they're doing business is going to cost them more than it benefits them.
Well, that's a kind of pricey proposition.
You got it, brother. Welcome to life.
Well, true.
Yeah.
True.
Welcome to the world and welcome to life. Yeah. Every now and again, we got to bleed a little.
Oh, and I wanted to let you know that Arlie Emery, too, was in a movie called Toy Soldiers with Sean Astin.
Now, what was the Vietnam one that he did in the 70s? Company of...
I can't remember what
it
was.
Yeah, you know the one he played a guy. All right, well, thank you, sir. Bye. Mark, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Phil.
Hi, Mark.
I got a couple questions and a comment. And my first question is, how often do you create a voice? And my second question is, how long does it take you to perfect that before you'll let it be on the air?
Like, I create a voice maybe every... what do you think, Mike? How often do we create a character for the show? Like every, what? Like every year? Not very often, man. Like once a year. Like Dean Wheeler is the most recent creation. And it took me about a day of practice to kind of get the voice.
I just want to comment on one of your voices. Bobby
Go ahead.
Dooley?
Yeah, that's about a five-year-old voice. But I created Bobby when I got to L.A. See, a lot of things... you know, I lived in Miami for a while, and I lived in Minneapolis. And it, with each new town, I would see something that would create a character. Steve Bozell I created in Atlanta because he's a Southerner, and he, you know, not that Southerners cry all the time, but I just thought I'd make him cry. And I created Margaret in California, and Bobby is a Californian. And then
I just think that you did such a good job on her. She makes my blood boil, and sometimes...
She's scum, isn't she?
Sometimes I forget that she's not real.
She's a real suburban Nazi.
Yes, she is.
She's right. Great.
I love your show, Phil.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling. Okay, bye-bye. Bruce, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi. Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Good. Good. How are you?
I turned my radio off, so I wasn't sure if it was my turn or what.
Okay, you're up, brother.
Okay, good. Just before I question you a little bit more closely about the Taliban and the terrorist situation, I just want to give you this much background. I should have been drafted for the Vietnam War because I was in that first draft lottery. It was a lousy war.
Me too.
I didn't want to be in that.
Yeah, me too.
Were you?
We must have been the same. We must be the same age.
Yeah, we're probably about the same age. I had a very, very low number, and somehow my records got lost, and I didn't get called, but all my friends up to number 75 all went.
Yes,
they all did.
I know. I got a friend who was number one, and he went right down to the Army recruiting office, and they sent him to Germany. He enlisted in the Army, and they sent him to Germany, and he wound up polishing missiles for like 4 years.
That's right. That's right. You always get opportunities, so you really should.
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine. What a great way. It's a great way to start.
Yeah, yeah. When you take the test, you should do as well as you can do.
Okay.
Well, anyway, on to the Taliban here. What makes you think that we're not going to make terrorists feel that it just isn't worth it.
I didn't say that we wouldn't do that.
Well,
hello?
No, I'm still
I didn't
still
say
here.
That. The last guy called and he said, this is a pricey proposition. How do we know after killing bin Laden there isn't another guy and another guy? And I said, we keep doing it until we make them realize that it just isn't worth their while. The cost is higher than the benefit of conducting the kind of war that they're conducting.
I agree with you. I agree
with you.
I'm
glad you did.
I don't think the Taliban is really as tough as they're making themselves out to be.
They may not be all that tough, but for guys that have, like, you know, pea shooters and they're wearing rags on their feet, they're pretty tough cats, man. Don't you think? I mean, they're like, they're holed up in that. Yeah, they took out the Russian army, and we know all of this. I mean, there's nothing that we don't know about what the Russians experienced in Afghanistan. We know the horror and the bloodshed and the Russians lost about as many guys in Afghanistan as we lost in Vietnam. I think they lost somewhere around 20 to 30,000 soldiers. And we have learned from that. And that's why we're really reluctant to commit ground forces to a war in Afghanistan, along with what we went through in Vietnam. The question is, you know, how many millions of pounds of bombs do you drop on these guys before they just come walking dazed out of the cave with birds, you know, kind of swimming over their heads and their eyes X'd out going, cuckoo, cuckoo. You know, the guys just forget it until they finally come out with their hands up. I mean, that essentially is the point of, like, dropping 85 billion tons of bombs so the guys will just come staggering out of the cave with their hands up, because that's what happened in the Gulf. Those poor Iraqis. You know, they were touted like the badass Revolutionary Guard. Remember they touted the Iraqis like they were just the baddest cats on earth? Man, they came staggering out of there, wetting their pants. That's what that daisy cutter did to those guys. They were crapping and wetting their pants as they were surrendering to CNN. So the Taliban ain't doing that yet. That's all I'm basing that, how tough they must be, because they ain't done jack. They probably got a little more pride. They may be tougher. They may be better fighters. They might be hiding better. I don't know.
Iraqis are brown.
Okay. Thanks, Mike, for giving me Arlie Ermey's. This is the movie called Chain of Command, 1995. No, I said the 70s. That's 95. Thanks, Mike, for interrupting my chain of thought. No, I'm kidding. That's really great. We'll go over to Scott. Scott, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. How
Hi.
You doing?
Good.
Hey, I got a reason that your listeners really need to know about why becoming a Backstage Pass member is so important.
Okay.
The funniest bit I think you have ever done was the Spooge Demon Open with R.C. Collins and Bud Dickman.
Oh, the bowling tournament.
At Schwartz Lane.
Yes, at Schwartz. That's in the archive.
Yes.
You got it, brother.
Oh, Lord. That thing, first of all, you are the only man and only form of media that can actually make me cry with laughter when I'm by myself.
You know the one, did you hear yesterday's plane go boom bit?
No, I didn't.
Oh, we had Vernon Dozier on, and he's training the mentally challenged to be airport security. And as they see stuff go through, if they see a gun, they go, plane go boom, plane go boom.
Kind of like Tattoo.
Yeah, and I had a woman call up crying. Now, here we go. This is John, right? No. What's your name, sir?
Scott.
Scott, thank you, because we also have a really great archive of flashback material. And if you think that I had Scott call into the show to promote this, I didn't. I mean, he's just a caller, just a subscriber. We got RC and Asselin, which is something about barnyard bestiality. We got Go Skippy, animal behaviorist Dr. Jim Sadler has a problem with white trash raising fighting dogs. The Very Bad Place, Bobby Dooley believes discussion of Columbine may lead to copycats. Nightlight, are you afraid of the dark? These damn nightlights are wasting energy in a power crisis. Just a whole lot of great archive stuff, man. And that one, too, the Schwartz Lane Open, you're right.
Do you recall bits of that when you actually did that?
Yeah, I do. I remember saying to my producer at the time, Bing Weiland, I said, after we bowl a couple, what else am I going to do? Just have them talk like retards through the whole bit? And he goes, yeah, just basically do that. So that's what we did.
One line in it, when RC stole your beer, or actually sipped it
and
before
took a sip.
Got back.
Yeah.
And then when he passed out and you gave him tongue, so he said, that phrase echoed, and I swear to God, I'm not making this up, I was having relations, so to speak, with my girlfriend one night, and that phrase popped in my head during the middle of sex. I started roaring with laughter.
And we gotta go. Especially when you're thinking RC Collins when you're having sex, dude.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I want to bring on Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries now. Bob, I know that you are on your way to the airport right now.
You better believe it, Phil. We are on our way to the airport, get some business done for McGraw Industries in San Francisco. But we are on the move right now, promoting our latest, which is a spa package for American women. And
I didn't hear that. It's a what? It's a spa package?
Right, Phil, it's a spa package for American women, and this is to help the women of Afghanistan, Phil. As you know, McGraw Industries takes 90%, there is no other business in America that takes 90% of its product, 90% of its profit, and gives it directly to charity. But that's what we do, Phil, because I have been successful in business. I want to give back to our world, to our country, the good things that I've gotten. And I think it's about time, and I say this with the greatest of respect for the great women of this country and the great mothers and the great daughters and the great sisters and everybody that we have. I think it's about time the American women start to recognize that compared to the women of Afghanistan, they've got things pretty easy. And that's why I think we can do something to help the women of Afghanistan, and particularly the women of America, if they purchase one of our weekend spa packages. This is a pack of special gift certificates for a day at the spa. It includes a Swedish massage, a special facial wrap, and you can get your hair, I don't know what you call that when they get the hair taken off of their lip, and that gets it.
Electrolysis?
What is it, Phil?
It's called electrolysis.
When they get the hair taken off their lip.
Electrolysis, yeah.
All right, at any one of 150 different spas across the country, 90% goes to the Afghanistan women to try to make their life better. Now, I'm appealing directly to the American women. And I know that there have been times you've complained to your husband that you don't have enough to do. You've complained to your husband that you don't have a job and you don't want to sit around the house and you wish your life was more meaningful. I got to tell you something, I laugh, Phil, when I think of my own wife. She's had breast augmentation. She's driving the SUV. She's had the collagen shots, the Post Ranch Inn, the Ventana Inn, $3,000 weekends, and my wife isn't happy. And I finally looked at her the other day, and I said, how'd you like to be living in a cave with the Afghanistani women? And that's when the light bulb turned on for me, Phil. We could raise money for the Afghanistani women by talking directly to the American women and saying, enough's enough. We've heard your complaining. We've listened to you caterwauling like banshees about how your careers aren't good enough. We'd like you to kick in now and help the women of Afghanistan.
Well, it seems to me that it's a very good cause, Bob. 90% of the profit from these special spa packages, is that it?
That is absolutely. If there's one thing that American women love, they love to go for a weekend with their girlfriends, sit around in a hot tub, sit around in a mineral pool, and who knows what else, because you know how women are when they get together. I kidded my wife, I wouldn't mind having a video camera on some of those days. But I'll tell you.
Okay, look, Bob.
No, I'm just joking around. But they love to sit around, and they like to talk and drink white wine and do all that. And they get a face peel or a face wrap. I don't know what. Is there such a thing as a face wrap, Phil? Because I'm not familiar with.
A face wrap?
Yeah, a face wrap. Do you get your face wrapped? Or you?
Well, there's facials.
That's not a face wrap.
No, that's not a face wrap. A facial is, but it's a nice, you're right, women love it.
I said the women would kick down some money, but we all know it's the man's money. But here's, I'm just kidding about that. A lot of women, and you'd be surprised to know this, Phil, a lot of women have jobs of their own and actually earn their own money, and they have control over their money, and they can give it or spend it or do whatever they want with it. What we'd like to see done, Phil, is the American women finally take a look at those Afghanistani women and say, you know something? Our husbands might have been right. Our brothers might have been right. Our fathers might have been right. Maybe we ought to just shut the hole under our noses and get some money to the Afghanistan women. And I think it'd be a beautiful thing. And I
all right, well, let's get to the particulars here. You want American women to call your hotline and order this special weekend spa getaway package. 90% of the profit goes to the Afghanistani women. What is the charity directly?
The charity goes directly to the Afghanistani women. Phil, let me tell you about the Afghanistani women. They have to walk around wearing a bag over their head. These are women who have, excuse me, these are women that have had no freedom. These are women that have had no choice of career. They've had no choice of family. There is no more brutalized a woman on earth than the women of Afghanistan, and American women are sitting here complaining about their lives. It's time to get real, honey. It's time to do something for some women that really suffer, and that's the Afghanistan.
Yeah, I understand that, but what's the charity?
The agency that we're working with?
Yes.
The agency we're working with, Phil, is a terrific one, and it's to get rid of the oppression of the Afghanistan women.
Yeah, but what is the name of the charity so people know who they make their check out to?
That's the easy part, Phil. You make the check out to McGraw Industries. Oh, I thought you wanted me to know. You want to know what the name of the agency is. You make the check out to McGraw Industries, and then we get that money over to the charity. These poor Afghals, and that's what we're calling them on our website, the Afghals. American gals, meet the Afghals. They haven't had a beaver waxing day.
All right, now here's what we're going to do. We're going to clean it up now, or I'm taking you off the air.
I'm very sorry, Phil. I'm very enthused about what American women can do for the Afghals. And so,
all right, so they make their check out to McGraw, to your business.
Make it out to McGraw Industries. We get that money over to one of 10 different charities that are trying to help the Afghanistani women find a way to become real women and to become free women and women who can self-determine their lives. And I said to my wife, you know, you're always complaining about not being able to make as much as a man, complaining about how I prefer you stay home and just stay beautiful. Why would any woman complain about that, right, Phil? All I want my wife to do is to stay home and stay beautiful. But my wife's like a lot of American women. They've been slapping at the trough of America's largesse for 226 years. The boobs, the SUVs, the collagen shots, the post-ranch inn, the Ventana Inn. American women need to give back, considering the gallons of skin lotion they've bathed in. Give back a little bit of that. That's what we're saying today. And that all-important number, Phil, can we give it out?
Go ahead and give the number.
1-213-251-3189. That number again, 1-213-251-3189. And I'm going to tell you, buy a pack of special gift certificates for a day at the spa, which includes a Swedish massage, a special facial wrap. You can get hair taken off of the lip, and I still don't know how you say that.
Electrolysis.
Electrolysis. At any one of 150 different spas across the country, 90% goes to the Afghan women to try to give them a little of a good life that you American broads have, and I don't mean to say broad, but you American women have feasted like gluttons on. And
okay, what's the name of the spa? You're very enthusiastic.
Phil, I am enthusiastic. I'm a hell of a salesman, but I am a particularly effective salesman when it comes to the freedom and well-being of some long-suffering people.
Okay, what are the spas that the ladies can take advantage of when they buy these gift packs?
150 different spas, Phil.
Yeah, but give me an example of one.
These are all over the state of California, all over the South. I don't get my briefcase. I can give you the names of a beautiful place. Five-star. Guaranteed five-star. 65% of the profit goes to the Afghals. And
when you say Afghal, that's Afghanistan?
The Afghanistan women.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I got to take a break here. On the line with me is Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries. They're giving away spa packages. Not giving away, they're selling them. And we got to get the price on this thing, too. What did he say, 60%? 60% of the profit goes directly to charities that are helping out Afghanistani women. He's basically challenged American women. And I heard the phrase. He said they've been slopping at the trough of America's largesse for long enough. It's time for them to give back. And why not buy his spa package? 60% goes to the Afghanistani women and the suffering that they certainly are going through. Oh, and I got the price on that. Thank you, Janice. It's a $395 package, which includes a facial, a massage, electrolysis, pedicure, manicure at 150 different spas across the country for $395. 60% goes to charities that assist the Afghanistani women. As you know, very oppressed women. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I'm with Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries. He's going to go to some phone calls here, Bob, and I wanted to ask you about American women coming up with money to buy these spa packages. The money goes to the Afghanistani women. Right.
I'm asking the American women to get off their couches, turn off guiding light, get out of their husbands' checkbooks, and write a check to the Afghan women through McGraw Industries. I don't think that's too difficult to understand. And again, Phil...
Well, you're saying things like get out your husband's checkbook, and...
I'm just simply saying to you, there's not a woman on this earth... There's not a woman on this earth that has had it easier than the American woman, and now it's her turn to kick in and help the Afghans, help out these Afghanistani women. And
all right, suppose they write the check, which you say is
50%.
50% of the profit?
Yes.
And then the money goes to which charity?
I'm going to have that for you in a minute, Phil. The most important thing to know is...
No, but we want to know the name of the charity. I think that's a lot of people have been calling in about that.
I'll get that for you in a minute. I think what you're doing is you need to, let's focus on the good we can do. Let's focus on the good we can do. For the first time in their lives, American women, so spoiled they don't even realize these Afghans haven't seen a tampon or a lip liner since the Russians invaded, can now do something and can give these gals something in return for the horrible suffering that they've had to undergo.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Candy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Candy.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Well, first it was 90%, then it was 65%,
Now
it's 50%. I'll tell you what, women of America will give to the Afghan women directly.
I want to explain. Not to a
bozo like you who could care less about women and obviously demean them.
No, that's not right.
Give you
How am I demeaning
for
women?
For your business. Don't give a flying sploot about the Afghani women. All you care about is your business.
Ma'am, how am I demeaning
about women of all. 90%, 65%, now 50%.
50%. It's on a sliding scale, ma'am. It has to do with the interest rate.
And you have not even ever answered which charity.
Which charity, yes.
I will send directly to the charity. I am not an idiot who watches Guiding Light all day on my husband's paycheck. As women, maybe that's the only women you can get, but that is not the majority of the American women.
Bob, you need to...
That's
right, Candy. You need to answer which charity.
I've got the charities in my car.
How much goes in his pocket?
Ma'am...
So he can pay for some bimbo
women.
I'll tell you what. There are a lot more intelligent women out there than you ever even thought of, buddy.
Well, that may be, but I'm asking them to...
This is a call to action. I will tell everybody I know, and I will broadcast
not
it.
Not to give money to the Afghan women. That's really... I think that's terrible of you. Ma'am, that's terrible of you not
you
to give money
disgusting.
To the Afghan women. How am I disgusting?
You are disgusting. I will support the women, and I will give them directly. I will not give you one red penny.
Look at every American woman sits around and...
Just because that's the women you know.
No, wait a minute. I want to...
You don't know any real women, buddy.
Let me ask, who's the fat black chick?
What do you mean the fat black chick?
Who's the fat black broad that they want?
Oprah Winfrey?
That one.
I don't know. Is that who you want? I don't know. I am a businesswoman. I don't watch that crap.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you don't...
Maybe that's what you know.
Wait a minute.
You do the American women.
Let me ask you a question.
You are just a scumbag.
Now, you're a businesswoman. That means you own your own business?
Yes, I do.
So you
make more money than you do, and I don't rip people off giving bogus numbers of 90%, 65%, 50%. How many times are you going to change your story, buddy?
Ma'am, it happens to be a sliding scale based on the interest rate. Right now it's at 40%. But at
40%?
A minute ago it was 90%, then at 65, then you just told Bill Henry 50. How much is it? How much percent goes to those women? Tell me that exactly.
No less than 30%.
No.
Oh, now it's 30%. Whoa, what a deal. All those women are really getting a good deal from you. Tell you what, I'm going to send a check directly to the charity and bypass you.
Candy, ladies, wait a second. You say you're a business
woman in the United States will do. I'm very sorry that you only know ding-dongs that buy your load of crap. And I am done with you.
No, wait a minute. You say you own a business doing... You say you own a business doing nails with a bunch of Vietnamese doesn't count as a business.
You are just disgusting.
I'm disgusting. I'm the first person you know to do something for the Taliban women. You're sitting around with a bunch of Vietnamese doing women's nails. You call that a business.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're so full of it. You are just disgusting and despicable.
I'm disgusting asking you for money.
You are the lowest form of anything that I have. I've never called into a talk show, and you are just so low.
I'm low. I'm no less than 20%. No less than 20% goes to the women.
Well, come on.
Give him a penny.
Come on. You said 30%.
What?
So you can get your women to sit around and be dug.
The American women haven't dug into their lycra in years. It's about time.
I wish you the best.
You know, it's about time you rooted into those cotton jockeys of yours and gave these gals a break.
You are so pathetic.
I'm pathetic. I'm asking for money for the Afghals.
You know, call it
money for your
Afghals is
get real about what. All I'm trying to say is
now it's 30%, no less than 20%. Give him another 5 minutes and it'll be down to one.
How much are you guaranteed to give those Afghanistan women? Guaranteed.
Yeah, right. Let's see that in writing.
5% of our look at what is
his tax returns.
What's the standard contribution to a charity from any corporation? I
and
give
I'll
5%.
Anybody that buys that, I mean.
Oh, so you don't want to have to, you don't want to, look, if nothing else, Candy, you could probably use a facial. What about that?
Yeah, right.
Have you had a beaver wax lately?
Okay, that's the last I want to hear about that.
You know what?
These Afghanistani women have not had near the happy things that you've had.
This is the man I'm going to send my money to. Yeah, right. Give me a break. I don't think even a man would send money to.
Look, your tanning salon is going to go under someday. I guarantee you.
All right, look at Candy. Thank you, because I think you spoke. You spoke for a lot of people.
I thank you for the opportunity.
All right, thank you, ma'am. What are you trying to do?
Trying to do. I'm giving these people an opportunity to help the women of Afghanistan. You want to know something, Phil? The American women are ashamed. They're ashamed of the fact that they haven't done anything for the Afghals. They're out there getting beaver waxed.
If you say that one more time.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Linda, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I thought this was a real show, but this is really a comedy act, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like it to me.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it, Bob?
I'm trying to help the women of Afghanistan.
Why? You don't care about women of America. Why would you think that we
wouldn't
care about anybody?
I got to get down on my hands and knees and kiss your ass. I kiss my wife's ass every night when I walk through the door, okay? I give her the best life she's ever had. All I'm asking is she make with some of the allowance I give her and send it to some of these Afghanistanis, and she can't come out from underneath a freaking tanning lamp long enough to do it.
You're pathetic.
I'm pathetic.
I can't even talk to you.
I'm pathetic. I'm asking money
time.
For the Afghanistan women, and you won't give a nickel. All it takes is to get up before your husband gets up, go to his money clip, pull a 20 off, send it in.
Well, I think that...
Let me ask you a question. How many women called?
Well, you heard. I waited three or four women.
Three or four women. The American woman is the most spoiled woman in the history of the world. The Afghanistani woman is suffering like no woman has ever suffered before, and I'm asking them to kick in $300 so they help out the Afghanistan women, and they're too cheap to do that. I'm getting a divorce.
Well,
shut up.
It's Phil Henry's show.
Right.